listen to me very closely. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because of the economy. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because of racism. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because it ain't the season. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because they don't love you. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because the opportunity ain't there. The truth of the matter is that you ain't there because you ain't there. And there are some of you, you know what you want. You know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level. You're trying to do exactly what you're doing on this level. You're like, I'm getting up every day. I'm putting in 2.5. I'm putting in 3, and I'm not getting the opportunity. The opportunity might require 3.5. I'm lifting weights. I'm eating right, and I'm not getting the opportunity. It might require getting up and working out 3.5. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. It might require you moving to another city. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it, and you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else. Because now you don't got to do no work when you blame somebody else. Guess who got to do the work? They got to do the work. But guess who got the power? They got the power. How many of y'all are tired of other people having the power? Let me see your hand. Good. Write down next to your crazy idea some of the things that you know you're doing wrong that's messing up what you're doing. Look, you got some changing to do. If I don't get to no other slide, you got some changing to do. And I'm telling you, the reason why I'm leaving corporate and going to schools, because it's easier to help a doggone middle school kid change than a grown man. It's hard changing grown men. I'm talking about hard. I'm like, yo, my ratio gonna go up. I'm gonna be a legend if I go to middle school. I'm gonna be a legend. Like Eric came in, talked to 100 kids, 98 got changed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'd rather do elementary kids than grown men. Elementary kids, they've been broke, but they ain't broke yet. Grown people broke. It's easy to help somebody who is broken at a young age than a 50-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 30-year-old. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what I'm telling you to do, since you hate being told what to do, you're gonna have to fix yourself, since you don't like nobody else telling you what to do. And because you're not willing to pay for a coach, you're gonna have to coach yourself. Does that make sense? So I want you to write down honestly. Write it down real quick. Write it down. Let's go to the next slide. Honestly, write it down. I want you to write it down for me real quick. Write down, what are you doing right now that you know that's killing the game? There's something that is blocking your next level, and it's you, and you want to keep saying it's somebody else. It's this company I work for. They ain't showing me no love. They ain't showing you no love because you ain't doing something to make them show you love. They see how all over the place you are, and they're going to take advantage of it. They see you ain't got no structure. You ain't got no 5-year plan, 10-year plan. You ain't got your stuff together. They see it. So over here, real quick. Somebody be honest over here about why you can't get to that next level. What's that thing? Say it again. Good. And when you say mindset, what do you mean? Good. Yep. You come from poverty, so you're dealing with wealth as poverty. You dealing with wealthy people talking poverty language. Yep, it's not gonna work. Somebody over here. Yep. Procrastination. Good. How many of y'all being killed by procrastination? Let me see your hand. Yep. She's a man eater. whoa, here she come. I'm talking about procrastination is killing America. It's killing it. If you could fix procrastination, what would your life be like? You understand what I'm saying? People like E.T., I want to do what you do. No, you don't. I'm my own boss. When I worked at Michigan State, I had to be to work at 9:00. When I work for myself, I get up at 3:00. When I worked at Michigan State, I get to leave at 5:00. When you work for yourself, you don't have no time when you get off. You don't get off. You stop when the work is done. I work harder for myself than I did and you talking about you want to work for yourself. No, you don't. You can't show up for another man. If you work for yourself, you'd be asleep all day. You'd be like, I work for myself. I'm good. I ain't even getting up today. You know what I'm saying? I'm just taking a day off. I'm just being real. There are those of you who work for yourself. You don't even have a plan. You don't even have like a vacation package for yourself. You just get to get off whenever you want to. What kind of job is that? You can just take off when you want to? That ain't no real job. You ain't got no insurance. You ain't paying yourself. But when you had a job, you could get there for them when they wanted you to get there. Oh, you had to tell them when you was gonna be sick, when you want, but for yourself, you ain't gotta do nothing. That's why you can't blow up. You ain't got enough discipline to discipline you. That's why you're making the money you're making, because you got to let somebody else do it, because you don't have enough sense to do it for yourself. You're going to tell me, E, you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I live in America. You mean to tell me I could be a multimillionaire by getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning? I do it every day. And guess what? When I get my paper, I take a nap when I'm tired. We two humans. We both live in America. One of us getting up at 1 to grind and going to take a shower at 3 to get the day started. One of us just coming from the club and don't know where we are. E, you saying don't go to clubs? Yeah, go to a club, but don't go to a club and you don't know you went to the club. Then why did you go if you can't remember what you did? You might as well not go. That's a poverty mindset. And so I need you to think about when you go home, what do you need to change?